Mother Earth, what can I give back to you? As you carry me to my rest. Yes, and I bow to the turning of your seasons as I lay my head upon your breast. Ashes to ashes, sermons in stone. How time passes. We're here and then we're gone. All that remains when we're free of our chains is the love we share.
Now I understand the meaning of the use of the sand stick. It is to wake you up. Where's Sakina? What else could it be? Huh? Now you understand after so long time. Huh? What else could it be? Huh? What? What? Huh? You? I didn't hear. What?
The depth of the meaning.
The depth of the meaning. Ah, yeah. That's good. In traditional Zen teaching, and when they sit and meditate, the poor disciples and students, long, long hours in Zazen, depending on the school of Zen, but some they have this stick, and then when you start falling asleep, then they hit you on the shoulder or on the head or on the back, depending on the teacher, how cruel he is. Or you could say how compassionate he is to try to wake you up. But that 99% of the time is just when people start, like I see most of you when we have Vipassana, like that. And then, you know, it's just a little reminder, ah, I'm here, okay. And then 5 minutes later. And especially when you sit like 10 hours a day, you know, then it's very tough. So that's what they try to keep you awake. Because the mind, of course, especially in the beginning, which, and the beginning can be a very, very long time, it wants, one of the ways to escape is to fall asleep. Huh? And in a way, everybody is tired of doing so many useless things their whole life. So when they start going deeper, everybody gets to a place where they get tired. Ah, it's so good to start relaxing, which is very good. But then meditation is this balance of being alert, totally awake, and totally relaxed. And that is very difficult. It takes practice. And that's the whole practice of Zen, just sitting. That's all. They just sit. Which is number one meditation, but it's not a beginner's meditation because ordinary your mind is way too active. So it's just a torture. Torture. Even when people do dynamic all the time, the mind is such a torture. But if you just sit with your best friend, your tarot mind, and nowhere to escape, because that's what we talked about yesterday too, the mind is like a terror, no? From some people, this terrorizes you. So it takes patience to go beyond it. And once in a while, you can have a satori, a glimpse of awakening when the master hits you, because it's very unexpected. No? In Zen, in the Japanese tradition, it's very quiet, so you don't hear that rascal teacher when he comes up behind you. And that is part of the game. You have to all the time be aware, because the sensei can come any moment. And some people, they enjoy it, whack, you know, like that. Or it can be very gentle, like that. Nobody knows what will come. We had that in Pune also, that the Osho, my master, he changed everything around. It was one Sufi woman who came to the ashram, and then he put her to do the vipassana, to go around like that with the sand stick, just the opposite of what she wanted. So she became like Mrs. Vipassana. And the total Zen woman, very like focused, balanced, she put her to do Sufi dancing, like that, just to stir it up a bit. That never happens here. Maybe we will start this with a stick now, next week. Good you remind. I got one from existence one, which was great. And I had this authority. And I was guarding Osho, sitting in a big almond tree outside his room in the night. And I loved to sit there in the night. And it was one of my techniques. I climbed up in the tree because there I couldn't fall asleep, because I would fall down and hurt myself and wake up maybe even the master. So I had to be alert. And it was a big fat branch, and I could sit totally fine into the tree. And then, of course, after some hours, and then existence dropped one almond exactly on my seventh chakra, crown chakra. And it was so amazing, perfect. And the rest of the night, boof, like that. Perfect. So you never know where it's going to come from. Now I understand the meaning of the use of the Zen stick. It is to wake you up. Yes, it is always to wake you up from your sleep. Beloved Master, you have used a mega Zen stick on me this spring and summer. Many teachers of the Magic One and a crack all the way from the third eye to the reptilian brain. Yes, to wake up the reptilian brain takes some time. I have to go on trying to wake you up. And if you want to wake up, then you will enjoy it. Yesterday in satsang, when I bowed down, the back of the head also cracked and light flooded in. The light from you is pouring into my body and head. Words cannot really describe it. Yes, don't even try. I can feel a deep trust and surrender in my system and gratefulness. That is the outcome. Always when you touch something real, that is the outcome. You feel a relief, you feel gratefulness, you feel like bowing down, you felt thank you. It's always like that. Everything else goes, the mind goes. I bow down in gratitude to you, my Master, eternally grateful, Sakina. The fact that my daughter Leah is here and enjoying so much is also just awesome. The love between us is so nourishing. Yeah, what is better than to share this with your daughter, your son, your mother, your father, your girlfriend, your brother, your husband, your wife, your nephew, huh? Whatever it is. Because the outcome can be that, no? Just love. And we are occupied in so many other things. And many people are interested and they ask, they will ask you also, how was it? What was happening there? Huh? If you are new. But there's no way you can say you will just be misunderstood. And not only misunderstood, but you will be most probably judged and looked at that you are pretty weird. Which everything is when people don't understand it. Because it's outside their experience. So if people are not open, which very few people are, for the new, then they will judge it. They will try to put it in a box. So the only way to find out is to have your own experience of things. Which will challenge the way you are, which is a big problem for many people.
Go!